from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. We'll get things underway with the Barry Harris Trio. Barry Harris on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Leroy Williams on drums. Sessions recorded in New York in 2000 and released on Venus Records as the album The Last Time I Saw Paris, a collection of originals and standards, and this is a Bud Powell composition, Oblivion.
Thank you.
recorded in New York in June of 1956. That's a track from Julian Cannonball Adderley, from an LP entitled Cannonball Adderley in the Land of Hi-Fi. The session also featured his brother Nat on cornet, Thomas Turrentine trombone, Junior Mance piano, Keeter Betts bass, and Spex Wright on drums. We listened to Blues for Bohemia. Before that, soul jazz vibes player Johnny Lytle, from a CD containing two of his Milestone Records LPs from the early 70s, The Soulful Rebel and People and Love, that track from the People and Love session from 1972, with the likes of Marvin Cabell on tenor sax, Betty Grauman harp, Daoud Hadi keyboards, Bob Cranshaw electric bass, Josel Carter drums, and Arthur Jenkins percussion. I'm sure many of you recognized Where Is the Love. And we began the set with the Barry Harris Trio from The Last Time I Saw Paris, sessions actually recorded across the Atlantic in New York, and we heard Oblivion. In this set, we will be listening to selections from one of many volumes in the Blue Note Plays series of compilations from the Blue Note Records archives, each compilation dedicated in most cases to the music of a particular songwriter or popular group, such as Blue Note Plays The Beatles, Blue Note Plays Burt Bacharach, and in this case, Blue Note Plays Jobim, as in Antonio Carlos Jobim, easily the best-known Brazilian composer to have an impact on American jazz. And we'll begin with a European trio fronted by guitarist Birelli Legrin, along with Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass and Andrea Ceccarelli on drums. This is How Insensitive. Thank you.
Quiet stars, quiet chords from your guitar. here with you so close to me until the final flicker of life's embers. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you. The meaning of existence, oh my love. From your guitar floating on the silence that surrounds us, quiet walks by quiet streams, and quiet talks of quiet dreams, and the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. So close to me, I was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, I found with you a meaning.
Selections from Blue Note Plays Jobim. That last piece from vocalist Cassandra Wilson, and a rather interesting arrangement of Corcovado, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, sung strictly in English here. Some singers prefer to perform the tune in both English and the original Portuguese. She was backed by Kevin Bright on mandolin, Marvin Sewell guitar, Mark Peterson bass, and Kiro Baptista and Jeffrey Haynes percussion. Also back there, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax in a quartet, with McCoy Tyner piano, Gene Taylor bass, and Billy Cobham on drums. That was Onda, or Wave, and the Borele Lagreen Trio, with Borele Lagreen on guitar, getting things underway with Insensatez, or How Insensitive. Others who contributed to this compilation include Brazilians Eliane Elias, Flora Purim, and Ayrto Moreira, and also American reed man Bud Shank, among others. One of many in an outstanding line of collections from Blue Note Records. You heard it all here on the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to listen to this program again, or if you wish to view the full playlist for this show, you can do both by taking a look at our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is the Jazz Scene program 1403. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Also, your feedback about the program always greatly appreciated. You can send email to qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. Again, that's qualityradioproductions@yahoo.com. We're here with our final set for the hour, and we'll begin with another piano, bass, and drums trio, one of my favorite combinations in the jazz world for those not terribly familiar with the program. And this time it will be the Ahmad Jamal Trio, recorded live in Cannes, France, in early 1981. And he's joined by Sabu Adeola on bass and Peyton Crosley on drums. Other tracks also feature Vibes player Gary Burton making it a quartet, but this is just the trio. And really a great showcase for Mr. Crosley and his drumming. It's the Chick Corea composition, Tones for Jones Bones. Thank you. That's Sonny Fortune on alto sax. From a tribute album to the music of Thelonious Monk, all of the tunes on this disc, Monk classics that have become standards in their own right. And he's backed by Kirk Lightsey on piano, Buster Williams bass, and Billy Hart on drums for most of the tracks. Sonny also plays flute on track 8. We listened to Hornin' In from this 1994 Blue Note release called 4-in-1. Also in that set, a track from the final album to be recorded by guitarist Wes Montgomery in early 1968 before he died later that year of a heart attack at the age 45. The album Road Song, he was recording for A&M Records at the time. As such, many critics are quick to dismiss this as a pop sellout. I have to respectfully disagree. I rather like the fact that this innovative jazz guitarist decided to bring some innovation to pop tunes of the era. Who would have thought, for instance, of combining jazz with medieval folk music, as was done on that piece, the medley of Scarborough Fair and Canticle. Arranged by Don Sebesky, the backing group included the likes of Richard Davis on bass, and either Herbie Hancock or Hank Jones on piano, and Ed Shaughnessy or Grady Tate on drums. Road Song from Wes Montgomery. And we got things underway this time with the Ahmad Jamal Trio, minus Gary Burton, who made several appearances on this disc. Recorded in France in 1981, the album simply entitled In Concert, and we listened to Tones for Joan's Bones. And that will do it for this hour of the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Do join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.